Father, this morning we receive of your light, more light, insight. We trust you for our ears. We trust you for our hearts. See what you will show us. To hear what you will say. And we live here better than we came here. You are glorified. We are edified. And all glory belongs to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Alright. So continue from that. We started the New Testament ministry. I don't know what's up here again. Seven. Alright. Last week we paid attention, closer attention to the doctrine of tithe. What we call tithe. And we're able to see quite some details, right? And quite some exposition. I won't mind if I can be louder a bit. Just a bit. Alright, so, last week we see that, we're actually three kinds of tithe. Alright, if you are not around, I don't know, just get it. Alright, thank you, this is okay. So, we said there were three different kinds of tithes. If you want to tithe, you need to know which one you are doing. Is on the Lord's tithe or the Levite tithe, right? Then we saw, the festival tithe. Then we saw the tithe for the poor, tithe to the poor. We saw that the festival tithe, it has to be what? Eaten. Yeah. It's got to be eaten. Even if you, Moses said, if when you're going to eat this part, you now convert it to cash, and then you convert it back to corn and oil and value. Hallelujah. And so, we just look at some things. Like I said, title is not that important, for Paul not to make mention of it once. Not even as a side joke. Or he said, remark, what did you do to abuse it? I said it was. Okay. Alright, so, like I said, Paul never made mention of it. Not even to abuse it. I mean, he never mentioned it at all. So I wonder why I never said it. But, immediately, he assumed the new. Or, I don't know. Alright, so, one other thing we're going to look at last week. Come on, tell me. So that Levites are the ones that collect tax, right? And they also pay their own tax. Right? And who is the Levite? A Levite is one who stays in the temple. He doesn't have any other place. He doesn't have a private jet. I mean, if you want to say you want to collect tax, you have to be a Levite. A Levite is a tribe of Israel. They don't have land. So basically what happens is that other 11 tribes, they pay of what they have on their own land. Levites who don't work, their work is to stay in the temple. Okay. So the Levite collects that, and then they give 10% and the storehouse. And that was what Malachi was teaching. That Levites, people are giving you their own 10%. You have now ordered everything, and you are not giving it to the storehouse. Bring it to the storehouse. So as well, the book of Malachi is given a letter to actually Levites, not to believers, not even to the entire Jewish congregation. That is to the Levites, those who collect tithe. Is that clear? Alright. So 7:23:15. All scriptures give my instruction of God, verse 15, and it's profitable for doctrine. So observe what Paul is saying. He says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Say doctrine. That word doctrine is the word explanation. To explain, you see, imagine we did not explain, you know, we had to explain from Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, last week, right? Even Nehemiah, we had to explain. We didn't just say, that's what it means. I did not argue. We had to explain. Hallelujah. So, you must sufficiently explain the scriptures. Scriptures were given so that you can explain them, not so that you can quote. Sometimes you make the mistake of thinking scriptures are for citation. No. They are not for your quoting. They are for your what? Explanation. Say explanation. Alright? Alright, so, what we do this morning is more of an explanation on that I call Bible doctrine on tithe. Is that clear? Is that clear? Alright. Because nothing embarrasses a believer like ignorance. Ignorance will embarrass you. You think you are saying it right. And you'll be so confident, you will be this panache. You know what we call arrogance plus swagger. Arrogance plus swagger plus ignorance. You know? And you think, you've met yourself in that show before. You are saying, and you thought you were actually correct. And you are arguing people that are telling you the truth. Let me see your hands. Then later on you discover, then you now feel, I should have even thought that much. Maybe the shame would have been this. But then, it's a battle of belief, so you must learn to listen. We saw Abraham last week. Abraham's life, right? I were able to establish that. Did God ask Abraham to die? No. You saw it, sir. You saw it. That's last week. Don't come back and start quoting anything. Go and listen first, or get the book, get the thing. When the tape is ready, of those who are around. Exactly. Don't say, I understand now. I just understand everything. All right, cool. All right, we saw that God never asked anyone to die. Abraham tied out of honor to Melchizedek. Right? Out of honor. And so like, how many percent did he give? At his tithe? 100%. He gave 10% to Melchizedek, and gave 90% to the king of Sodom. Right? Some of you should call me the king of Sodom. Don't give me your 90%. You know? Alright, so, he gave 100%. So we are going to say Abraham tied, because that's many actually based their own faith on. So Abraham died. Was Abraham under the law? No, he can't say it was the law. But Abraham gave 100%. And it was all of his salary. And he gave this one. I mean, his entire lifetime, he gave this once. Well, Isaac not his life. Isaac. Tithe. You know, last week we were able to see that tithing is actually primarily what? I mean, plasticity. Alright, so, tithing, yeah, it's okay. Tithing is primarily agricultural produce. And we all primarily, it was even corn. We kept saying corn, wine, oil. Those are three things that we kept saying, last week. So, by saying Isaac was Abraham's tithe, you are a joker. You are a comedian. Okay, let's say he was Abraham's tithe. Did he give you? Time to bring our tithe. As I don't get the offering for him, just No. I should come back. Because he took back Isaac home, right? He took me back home. So that means, if you are saying Isaac was Abraham's tithe, agreed. But that means, if you are dancing and we are bringing it, all you just put inside your feeling like, hey, that's what Abraham did. Praise God. Don't assume you know what to be explained. Hallelujah. So, did Abraham tithe? Yeah, did he? Did Abraham tithe? Did Abraham tithe? Yes. Did God ask him to? Alright. Was not something that God asked him to do. What of Jacob? What of Jacob? Did he tithe? No record. He didn't know. He just his mouth. And he trusts Jacob. So that I can sell his brother as it were. I said, give me a bad tithe. Orange. Not even chicken. All rice and chicken with confirmed orange juice. Orange, Esau disappointed. Orange. If Jacob could do that, and he now bowed to the Lord, that would pay his tithe. Because he knew what he had done to his brother, and he was going to that area. He can't let me preserve me. Because Esau was going to destroy him. If he preserved me, I will give you a tithe. And so, never recorded if he paid it or not, Genesis 28. So, never recorded if he paid it or not, so we can't boldly say Jacob paid tithe. All of Abel. How said, what Abel brought in Genesis chapter 4 was tithe. I choose to disagree. I'm not begging. I choose to disagree on this one. Abel's offering was not tithe. That's what people are supposed to understand, that it was his sacrifice, number one, and it was by faith. You don't tithe by faith. Tithe is specific. The step is said, you don't tithe by faith. It's by obligation. Hallelujah. So Abel's offering would not be a sacrifice. If it was, okay, let us assume it was a sacrifice. Let us assume it was a tithe. It means that we have to burn our tithe. Because he burns it. How about that? Hallelujah. Are you listening? Let's take this example. So said, why would you be saying you should not type, no type? You are this nonsense speaker. I should actually pay for me, right? If I say you should type now, you know how much I'm gonna get? Me preaching against it at work cannot be me being you this evil. Hallelujah. I'm only teaching what the Bible says. I didn't say should a Christian give. No. I didn't say a Christian should not give. I'm saying tithe. You can't. If you're going to receive tithe in this church, this means corn and wine and oil. And I don't need those. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not working with conflicts. Alright, so let's just again, you said that the commandment was for Canaan, right? Leviticus 23. Let's get to work. Leviticus 23. Leviticus before Numbers. In case you're already opening to Matthew. No. Deuteronomy 26. Sorry, brother. I thought that we should get to today. First fruit. Deuteronomy 26. And it shall be, when thou hast come into the land which the Lord the God is had given thee for an inheritance, and possess it, and thou dwell there, thou shalt take of all the fruits of the land, the first fruit, which thou shalt bring to the land of the Lord. Will first fruit also be, and we saw last week that, the tithe, Moses never gave the tithe. Aaron never gave the tithe, he never collected any. The only two people that came out of Egypt, one of the people that came out of Egypt paid tithe. The only two people that came out of Egypt and still ended up paying tithe would be who and who? Joshua and Caleb. Right? Joshua and Caleb. We are the only ones that got to the promised land. Not the sure. Not the hey, I have always known that I'm going to collect tithe. Joshua and Caleb, because they go to the promised land, because the Canaan. Yeah. So tithe was for Canaan. The 40 years the Israelites used in the wilderness, nobody paid tithe. Because they didn't have a land. The tithe was for land produce, that is, after a particular time, and I'm harvested. So, after the time I harvested, I would bring, if they are taking one, if they are taking cattle, out of everything, I bring one. Let me test. So, people who don't have land, what is right? So, right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is my sign language, I don't understand. Is it getting clear? Exodus 13:2. Basically, it was to remind them of what happened in Egypt. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which thou came up from Egypt out of the house of bondage, by the strength of the hand of the Lord brought you out of space. There shall no living bread be eaten. In verse 12. Thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that open the matrix, even the first name that cometh out of the beast, and all this shall be unto the Lord. Verse 30. And every first pass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou not redeem him, thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children thou shalt redeem. Now, the first group basically was cattle. Listen, first basically was cattle and man. That is, if I give birth, my first child, I will now give my first child. I will sacrifice him. Moses is now saying, if you do not sacrifice your first child, you leave your first child. You will see that this morning. And if you will replace him with something, you don't want to let him go. Yeah. Hallelujah. Moses died. Moses, did he die? Or Aaron? So, the first fruit, just like the tithe, what livestock, cattle, cow, whatever. I mean, you can buy pig as livestock. Yeah, right? So, first fruit will be livestock, animals, and fruits, farm produce. And they were fixed. It has to do with planting. It has to do with planting season. They are not in months. Tithe was not done in months. Every month, now come. Give 10%. That's not how you are tithing. You are tithing per season. That means, once this season is over, the season of corn, I will tithe my corn.
The season of banana, I'll tie my banana. The season of, like mango. The season of mango, you like mango? The season of mango, then I'll tie mango. Hallelujah. So, only farmers, how is the only farmers and herdsmen will be tied? Will lawyers fight? Will lawyers fight? Come on, you're a lawyer in Israel, in Canaan. Will you be giving tithe? No. Why? You don't have some good news. Thank you. Thank you. No tithe ambition. Who? Teachers, you know, they tithe. Who they tithe? Today? Who? Like a teacher in the country school. So much. Can't forget. All of Poland. They won't tithe. That should be. Something should be setting right. Epanotosis is made right now. Hallelujah. So you can't be collecting tithe and you say you are teaching grace. Who are you collecting it as? Who are you collecting? Are you a Levite? Say yes, I'm a Levite. The Levite was the loins of Abraham. When he pays, I'm a Levite. You. Yebu. You are a Levite. Welcome. So, you are not a Levite, definitely. Some of you cannot be a Levite. Levites are in Israel. It's one of the tribes of Israel. Is Israel still a country? Eh? Thank you. So no Nigerian pastor can claim collective tithe. And she can claim originality with collective tithe. It is Levites. Why? Because they don't have a land. They stay in the temple. So you can't have a house on the island. Or a full lady and still collective tithe. You have house. Levites don't drive cars. Levites don't have private jet. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, more like I said, that's quite instructive on its own. Now let's look at the first fruit. First fruit. That's a long way to go to it. Not that long. First fruit. Romans 8, 23. Romans chapter 8, verse 23. We read together, everybody wants to go. And not the holy, but ourselves, which are the first fruits of the Spirit. We ourselves, grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to win redemption of our body. See what it does say, we ourselves, we have the first fruit of the Spirit. Now I want to deal with first fruit, we are there with tithe enough. I didn't know what we have said is enough. I have got a lot of things. What's the point? Maybe next week I'll show you that in the seventh year of your harvest, you don't tithe. I mean the entire seventh year. Moses said don't tithe. He gave them that liberty. But here, you tithe every month, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. At least if you practice it, that's why the way most of you said. 10, 7 years, no tithe. Hallelujah. It is. Ignorance is the serious something. So, he says we have the first fruit of the Spirit. I have the first fruit of the Spirit. In Romans 11, 16, we're looking at the New Testament use of the word first fruit. Because he says we are in the New Testament ministry. We need to know. Romans 11, 16. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Now, many have used this as a, yes, if your first salary, because if the first fruit be holy, every other thing will be holy. I thought that was funny because let us read what he's talking about. From verse 11. I say then, are they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their salvation is common to the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminution of them be the riches of Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles. Who is it talking to? Gentiles. I speak to you Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am at the apostle of Gentiles, I magnify my office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them who are the flesh, Israel. People of Israel. Alright. But if the casting away of them be reconciled unto the world, what shall the receiving of them be? But life from the dead. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, what is grafted among them, with them partaken of the root, and partaken of the root tree, boast not against the branches. For if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root deep. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken up, that I might be grafted. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken up. And thou stand by faith, be not high-minded, but fear.
What is he saying? That Gentile, now, you are saved, and the Jews are getting jealous. Because salvation was just for them. That's saying, but they are the root, they are the first people, they are the first fruits to get the part of his salvation. Don't despise them. Does it make sense? So who did he call first fruit here? Israel. If you also be holy, then the whole of Israel, calm down, no money,
people.
So just like the way said, you have the first fruit of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. That is fast enough. Let's just get everybody where we go. 1 Corinthians 15, 20. 1 Corinthians 15, 20. Want to go?
No, everybody says they want to go, but now Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruit.
Who did he become first fruit yet? Christ. He has become the first fruit of them that are dead. That is the first begotten, the first example. Hallelujah. Just tell me, whenever we see first fruit as money, let me know. That's it.
Verse 23. Want to go? But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit. Afterward, they that Christ at his coming. Christ is the apostle. Then those that are Christ at his coming. Romans 16:5. Waiting for you.
Romans 16:5. Once you go.
Likewise, greet the church that is in your house. Salute my beloved Epaphras. Which is, what do you call apostle here? Epaphras. Dead is trying.
Epaphras. He calls a man the first fruit of Achaia.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 16:15. So far, what first fruit in the New Testament is referred to as who? Primary. Men. That is also a man.
Men.
Alright. 1 Corinthians 16:15.
Want to go, come on? I beseech you, brethren. That you may have the us.
That is the first fruit of Achaia. That they may declare themselves. The first fruit,
yeah, J1:18. So it's called the house of Stephanas, the first fruit. That's the deed. James 1:18. We together want to go. In Darius. Revelations 14.
So that might be a kind of first fruit of scripture, right?
Revelations 14:4. What do you know? These are they which are defiled with women, for the virgins, which know the land, whatsoever it would, and redeemed from among men. These are the first fruits unto God and to the land.
Who are you talking about? Men, right? The new creation, right? They are not defiled. They are the first fruits unto God and to the land, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, even as produce is not in the intercessory ministry, it's not sustained. So if you say first fruits, I will ask you, which one? Who are you talking about? Me? Or the Spirit? Or Christ? Or Israel? And use it that you have seen in the New Testament so far, right? Right? Right.
Even in the New Testament, it was no money.
7:26. It was no money.
I know sometimes we just want to see why we don't.
They just do what they have been doing. I told you that the fact that something has been long does not make it true, right? The fact that something has been for a while, it's been long practice does not make it the true practice. Sin has been long. Sin has been in the world before salvation.
Huh?
Before Jesus died, there was sin. Sin was practice. Sin was diascaliat. Hallelujah. But sin is not sin. It's not right at all. That's well. It's sin. Don't be like something that says sin is dead.
You're back yard.
Alright.
Leviticus 27:26. Are you there? Want to go? Want to go? You should be the Lord's first name. No man shall sacrifice. Whether it be ox or the sheep. The fashioning of what? Of a beast, whether it's an ox or a sheep. So nobody must use it. It is the Lord.
I go the Lord to eat.
Hallelujah. Ezekiel
Yeah, Exodus 34, 19. Yeah, Exodus 34, 19.
All that opened the mouth and every firstling among two, whether it be ox or sheep, that is male. Hallelujah. Numbers 18, 16.
You must be happy when you're opening the Bible. Not yet. Let it bore you. Many are bored because you're not given to the life of study. Numbers 18, verse 16. Once you go.
And those that are redeemed from a month old shall double, according to that estimation, for the money of 5 shekels. I got the shekel.
I see that. Which is not 20 naira, 20 gerals. I had 20 naira. So what is it taking? In verse 15, he said, everything you put in the market is in your flesh. With that, man shall be man, that shall be dying. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shall die with him.
And that's what we call redemption of firstborn.
The firstborn of man shall die with him, and the firstlings of your baby shall die with him. And those that are to be redeemed from a month old shall die with him, according to their estimation. For the money of 5 shekels, that means you redeem that firstborn for 5 shekels, because you can't sacrifice the firstborn. No, you don't sacrifice the ox and the sheep, right? But for man, you can't just see your firstborn and then you can't sacrifice it. So you redeem with 5 shekels, which is 20 gerahs. I like the process. Now, in case you redeem with 5 shekels, it's 20 gerahs. It's this dollar conversion. Hallelujah. Yeah, see, don't think I don't know what I'm saying. 5 shekels, 20 gerahs. Back in Naira. Hallelujah. Just kidding. So, first fruit, whether man or cattle, is he money? Eh? But you redeem the
money. Alright.
Give the man to the Lord. You will now use money in exchange. 5 shekels. So, the significance of the first fruit was to remind them of what happened in Egypt. Remember what happened to their firstborn in Egypt? What was the firstborn? Eh? They died that night, right? They died. Why the firstborn of Egypt? The firstborn of Egypt died. Egyptians died. Why the firstborn of Israelites were preserved? So, Moses said, to remind you of that thing, every firstborn will be redeeming them with 5 shekels. That makes sense. You redeem it with 5 shekels. Just as a reminder of what happened in Egypt. So anyone who preaches this practice, you must tell me what happened in Egypt. Because my grandfather was never in Egypt. I'm from Oshun. Oshun is part of Egypt. That's it. We are not even close. I know people in Egypt are quite close to you. Hallelujah. Oshun. So, if you say I don't want to do my firstborn, I'll ask you. To remind me of what? Is that why should I? Hallelujah. Alright? So it's either you are to preach this and tell the saints to come and redeem firstborn. It's either you are wicked. I mean you are wicked. You are listening to me, I'm saying it again. I mean you're actually wicked. Because you actually know that Nigerians were not in Egypt. You know now. You know that Nigerians are not in Egypt yet. How can Nigerians be in Egypt yet? You know that we are never in Egypt. Let me tell you. It was possible that Nigeria actually was existing. Not called Nigeria, well, but it was existing in the time of Egypt. That makes sense. There were people. Somewhere, he lives and doing whatever. They were never in Egypt. That makes sense. So, to remind you of what? That you are actually wicked or you are ignorant. One of the two. That you are very wicked, you are preached this, or you are ignorant of the New Testament ministry. Because I don't pay first fruit, your first form of the sacrifice. Yeah. Look at the way Peter, look at the way Peter was all bitched it. Because that one is thing. That is, we are not redeemed of corruptibility. Let's see, what's that one is thing? So Peter's ability can die, that's it, make sense to us now. What's that one is thing? Everybody wants to get out very loud and clear. You ready for that? Want to go?
Know ye not that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers.
Hallelujah. See the way Peter was sound. So you are not redeemed gold or silver. Using the false fruit narrative. Say, you are not redeemed with gold or silver. Don't think that what redeemed you being the false fruit of his creation. The way James will say, James 1. He said, don't think what redeemed you is gold or silver. You are not redeemed of God, you are redeemed of the incorruptible. The word of God. The resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shall not redeem with the corruptible things.
So Peter is saying that our giving has to do with our relationship with God. Our silver and gold has to do with what our relationship with God is. We are not redeemed because of the things. The New Testament ministry has told us to do with things. Things, oil, cross. Many people cross in front of their house. And you think that cross is protecting you. The thief will take the cross, put it in his pocket, will throw it in his car, will drive it successfully. Because that wood will not do you anything. Many have used the oil. You have to turn prayer for it somewhere. I'm going for exam. That's why you forgot the answer. Is that oil? That's why you forgot the answer. Because three times. Why were you counseling? Hallelujah. I will like, I know that. It is now I'll use that oil to fry it. That oil that I keep, if I see, I'll use to fry it. And we use the glory of God. We eat the anointing. Hallelujah. Because the anointing has nothing to do with the oil. The anointing has zero to do with the oil. The New Testament is not in things. It's not in things. One cross, one oil, one candle. Some of you, I know, you have not carried the candle level. But your Bible, not your Bible that you put it. Put it in Psalm 1 Psalm. You are not before them here. You open it in 1 Psalm. You are not going to protect me. Nothing is protecting you. You do not have your time that night. We will punish you. You and your Bible. We will punish you together. Yeah, that's why we put your head on this. I'm working with you outside. Because what is powerful about the Bible is not the book. It is the information. It is the information. Not the book. Don't let those movies in the TV where you point Bible and thunder will come out. It has never come out before. It will never come out. Then demon will like, you know what I mean? If you quote Bible, demon will quote Bible for you. This is the devil called Bible man. Look for. This is the only book. Only book. I can't mention. There is no reason. He read it. How are you saying? You know, I know this thing. I read it. I did the membership classes, huh? Hallelujah. So, the New Testament part is not in things. If someone tells you that God requires something for you to get you blessed, the person is actually deceiving you and putting you under bondage. God does not require anything before he blesses you. That's putting sin consciousness in you. God does not require anything before he blesses a man. How did Jesus talk about giving? How did Jesus talk about giving? In Matthew 23:23. So whether it be tithe or first fruit, it is not money. I think we have seen that clearly, right? It has never been money. It's not money. You have to explain it in the line of prayer. Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, for you pay tithe of the mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. In Luke, look at what Jesus said here. Woe unto you, scribes and hypocrites, you pay tithe. You have thought that if it was an average pastor, people would have been like, that's the word to you. The blessed are you. Blessed are your hands, especially. Just word to you. You pay time. And you have omitted the message. This word to you. Hypocrites. Hallelujah. Because the Pharisees thought that their tithe is what made them close to God. Remember God. Remember the 19 in Luke 18? The Pharisee and the publican. Luke 18. The Pharisee said, I tender, I pay my tithe. I give to the poor. I fast twice a week. I pay my tithe. And they think they are close to God based on the fact that they pay tithe. And many still think they have to do. Many people, when they are praying, they say, God, who shall send that mewa? I heard that before. Why is this thing happening now? I paid my tithe.
Like you say, I paid my dues. I deserve some accolades. See, why did that accident happen? You didn't go like, you didn't pay my tithe last week. Is it what you have created, Pastor? Mr. Pastor, can you see what you have created? Someone will have an accident, and they will think because he did not pay tithe last month. So God is that angry and needs your 100 naira or 100,000 naira? And so he will give you, make you have an accident because you didn't pay him money. What kind of God is that? What kind of God is that? I think it's because we don't even know the God we serve. He's called Father. Anytime before he sent Jesus to die for your sin. You did it. Hallelujah. Get grips. Alright. Luke 18. We'll see Luke 18. So Jesus said, call the Pharisees hypocrites. So you pay tithes. That's hypocrite. You think you can get close to God with your money? You think by giving God some dollars, don't dollarize it. Peter said to Simon, that your money perishes. Your money perishes. You think the gift of God can be bought with God? If it was today, then I said, it's connected to the anointing. It's connected. Simon said, give me. He said, take this money. Give me the power so that when I pray for people, they can speak in tongues the way this one has speaking in tongues. Peter looked at him. That is you, bro. I said, I'm serious. He said, I'm connected. And your money, that you will perish. But your money will still perish. You take the gift of God. If one of them gets out, I say, hey, Kasotala again, a scam of the earth. And like, he understand the grace. He understand the connecting. You can't receive for what you don't give to. Only, yeah, Pastor. Only, I see. The gift of God cannot be bought with money. Write that down. You cannot get closer to God because you pay money. In our family, we don't pay tax to our father. Hallelujah. We don't pay tax. In Mark chapter 10, verse 21, we are looking at Joseph Dagache about giving and money. Mark chapter 10, verse 21. Verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one and knew to him and asked him, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? What was Joseph's response? Just answer to me, why is God doing good? There's no goodness of the Father, that is God. That was the commandment. Don't commit adultery. Now, what are you saying here was your sarcasm? Is that clear? Pure sarcasm. You need to just look at it very well. You know the commandment, verse 19. Commandment. Don't adultery. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't be a dog with this. Don't front. Honor your father and mother. He answered and said, Master, all this I observe from my youth. From my youth. Look at the Bible. Verse 21. Jesus beholding him loved and said unto him, one thing you lack. Go to sell all you have. Give it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up your cross and follow me. And he was sad at the scene. And he went away grieved, for he had great pity. You see, the rich young ruler. He said, he has obeyed all the law. Would that include tithe? No. He's just saying tithe cannot give you eternal life. That was it. But the question was, what can I do to have eternal life? He said, but I know I tell you that I still don't have eternal life. You just have to win. Say what you have now. Give it to the poor. Carry your cross and follow. Jesus taught giving to the poor. That's what we need to practice in our churches. Not tithing. Hallelujah. In John chapter 6, verse 7. The young man with the 5 loaves. You know, that boy, listen, was that boy given to be blessed? No. Think about it. Was he given to be blessed? Did he feel like he just wanted to multiply anything? He didn't know. He just 1,000 men, of course, many children, many women. And he said they need food. He must have wondered. Are you cheating me? Are you cheating me? I'm like, are you joking? I am just. Well, I don't see himself doing with 5 loaves for his lunch. Because it was for his lunch. Hallelujah. It was for your lunch. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, that's speaking about that. But I'm just kidding. Yeah, bro, well, sir.
So, 5 months. He was not giving it so that he can bless. Can be blessed. He never knew what Jehovah would do with it. Just gave. Just gave. And that is New Testament giving. You must learn from that young lad. We don't give to be blessed. That give God 100 naira. Before Friday, I just want to give you 1,000 naira. You think God is MMM? You want PH so that I can give DH. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't do it. I don't know if I'm not doing it. Is it, what you do is PH. Get help. Is it get help? Okay. God is not MMM. And he's not, this, I don't remember this double my money. This, what's it called? Double your one box of the concept. 4, 5, 6. Ring. Something looking.
Hallelujah. God is not running that kind of business.
You got a chance to go. No, what I mean is the one. Someone has been in extension.
Okay. It's similar to Bible. God is not running that kind of business. Is that clear?
God blesses every man. Bible says he causes his rain. He causes his sun to shine. On both the temple and your temple. The atheists can pray and get answers to prayer. I mean, the atheists are not believing in God. The people Jesus healed in the book of, in the four gospels, were they believers? Eh? The people he healed, were they believers? No. 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 Because this is going to shine to follow everyone. The boy carries two fishes. He gave it not to be multiplied, but he gave it to bless others. I don't know what this loaf would do among 5,000 people, but at least can have it. Maybe the first 5. Hallelujah. We give to bless others. We give to bless others. In John chapter 12, verse 3. Mary, a pound of ointment, I was spiked and very costly, and I remember the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with our hair. And the house was filled with the holy of the ointment. In all cases, look at what this one did. Jesus came to her and a costly ointment, a perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and was wiping her feet, his feet with her head. If you are saying that happened today, and remember it for a pastor. I said, man of God, what's happening? Sorry, why? Revelation for you from heaven. External examiner. From heaven. Why is it appointed or be appointed?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I believe the clergy who being a clergy is of abuse here in Africa. I believe. Physical pastors. Because we have some of them are not actually pastors. Well, I mean, we have some people that call them prophets, but they are nothing good to a believer. I mean, you should even be preaching the gospel to them for them to get saved. But that because we have that, does not mean we don't have people who are called of God and people who are preached. Is that clear? Don't talk down with any pastor. I've seen people say, call your pastor daddy. I'm not against for you. It's funny. It's funny that you actually want to read it to your pastor. And say, you call your pastor daddy and you call your what is it again? You call your husband Papa Ada. What's wrong with Papa Ada? Is it Ada? No, so didn't give you back to Ada. So what is disrespectful about Papa Ada? Did you reply the comment? You are not intelligent enough. What is disrespectful about Papa Ada? Is he not Papa Ada? What is respectful about calling someone daddy? What's respectful in that? If you have called me and you know I'm really good, he's your daddy. But what is respectful about daddy? What is respectful about father? But because we are so much fucked down with pastors,
And these are the same set of people who run you.
Enemy today, before you pass. Pastor has never committed crime before we get to police station. Just to see a member. Hospital, time is that number before. And they have never been admitted in my life. But because someone is just there, how can I have a member in your hospital and I'm sleeping? I can't. I would rather ensure that you have slept for. And these are the same set of people who talk down. That's what.
Hallelujah.
We teach on that. Protecting God's vessel or honoring God's vessel.
Hallelujah. So in all cases, there was no obligation, right? Did Jesus say, but this boy, bring the Bible, is a mess. No, he did it. He did it.
From his heart.
Jesus did not preach obligation in giving.
That is sins by force, by fire, by force.
You're tied.
And then I see people threatening believers.
Kankawo.
The Kankawo will come and consume him.
Pastor!
You want to rent Kankawo? It's a destroyer. Your money will be destroyed or be destroyed.
Hallelujah. Pastor!
Look at who you know. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11.
Matthew 2, 11. You need to run down. Where to go? And when they had come to the house, they saw a young child with Mary his mother, and praised and worshipped him. And they paid, and they had opened their treasures, and they presented to him gifts, gold, frankincense, and lead. Have you seen that? They brought treasures to Jesus.
He did not, God never asked them to. He God asked the wise men. Now this is God in flesh. I mean, you have ever given to God directly, these guys gave to God directly. They saw God like they were giving to God. But God never asked them to.
No obligation, no commandment. Just free will. Just free will. In Acts 4:36. Let's see something. Acts 4:36. I'll show you something about Barnabas. Acts 4:36.
I'll show you something about Barnabas. When you see it, let me know. Want to go? Let's see from verse 37. Want to go?
And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas.
Which is realize it was the apostles surnamed Barnabas. The apostles gave him a name. And they were calling, and that was the name they were calling him. That's funny.
Which is being interpreted as son of consolation. A Levite, and of the country of having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it.
If there was someone that was naturally qualified to receive that, Barnabas was, right?
A Levite.
The only. But what happened to this Levite? He paid land. He sold it, and brought it to the apostles. He brought it to church. Did they ask him?
Free will. That's what we have to do. He also gave. In Acts 11:29.
Honestly, Pastor.
In Acts 11:29. Then the disciples, every man, according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren who dwell in Judea. According to his ability. That's the New Testament. According to the word abilities, how prosperous you are. People gave to how prosperous they were. Nobody was being forced. Nobody was being forced. That is the New Testament giving. They gave to how prosperous they were. Determine what you want to give. The rich fool, the rich young ruler, Lazarus is rich man. The three were not givers. Were they? Remember Lazarus is rich man? The one that met Abraham in hell?
Huh? They said, I don't need a drop of water. What will a drop of water do to your life?
The rich fool.
The one that said, I have everything that my soul needs. But I will tell my soul, go and rest. Sleep, enjoy. Was boasting. And his life was taken away from him that very night. The three of them, and this one that just talked about, that he has, you didn't know the commandment. The three of them, were they givers? Have you forgotten that was his rich man? That was not giving to Lazarus, Lazarus, when Lazarus was alive. Lazarus was in front. So the three of them, were they givers? No! It means that, being rich has nothing to do with giving. I've heard you say, hey, that guy is rich, he gives a lot. He gives, the giver. When I stand still on prison, we cannot prison, I slap you. Still on prison, fall on you. We cannot prison. These three people that we are saying, they were classically called rich by Jesus. God knew that they were rich. Yet, they were not givers.
So, he said, hey, I've known how I'll be rich now. I'll not be giving. So, I want you to say that it's giving that makes people rich. Don't let anybody deceive you.
Say, come and connect. We were watching a video myself on Russia. And this woman had, okay, you're dead. Sir. Okay, did you?
that sweet mouth. Say, I'm that level of poverty. Since I understand the kingdom principle, I know some of you already know. I understood the kingdom principle. I've left that level. Even if you can sow $1,000. Only if I will. Apostle was here on this. Praise God. Hallelujah. $1,000 for 1,000 people. You are blown. How can you say? So he will reap in the end. He says, so I'll reap. So I'll sow. So I can. He's the one who thinks. Yes, through the story, or through the benefits. Hallelujah! Are you a farmer? Sorry, are you a farmer? And you see professors. Even you thought they should be thinking critically. When the piazzo, they are being thought even as a newborn being. Even those who are called as a babe in Christ, you are not paying tax. They never thought because you were. You was not even part of the issue that Paul addressed. Food you are eating. Food belong that belong to idols. You are not so dumb to think that is worth bringing money. Praise God. Anybody deceive you? You are a great partner. You are partnering with you. You are platinum partner. A giver is a giver. They are a good partner. Now this is a special type card. Fast type card. Well designed. Now you have a paper. Just write your tax bill. Write your tax bill. You have 10,000 naira. You have the ID. Now you have a paper. The type card is like envelope. Well designed church. Because you collect money. Pastor. Shame on you. Jesus never had to like this. Hallelujah. You first read 9:11. Nobody, let anybody deceive you. So come and sow. As you sow, he that has sown one before shall reap one before. He that can't be calculated. What are you talking about? Mercy. Whatever you sow, you will give and give up to you. We're talking about mercy and judgment. Let's get it. Luke 6:38. One, two, go. Say it. And it shall be given unto you good measure. Press down, shake it together, running over, shall make you bosom. With the same measure you meet, the same shall measure. And I've seen this. This always is for offering. Give, it shall be given unto you for me. It shall be given unto you. I know you know it. What is he talking about? Verse 37. Judge not, so that you cannot be judged. Condemn not, so that you cannot be condemned. Forgive so that and you shall be forgiven. Give and shall be given unto you. Verse 39. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall both the blind not fall into the ditch? So what is he talking about from verse 37 to verse 39? What can you see from that? Condemn not, but you are not condemned. Give. And what you give shall be given up. If I condemn, that was talking about by Matthew 7. This is Matthew's account. Are you there? Verse 1. Judge not. Use that judge not in Luke. Judge not, and you shall be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And what measure you meet, shall be measured unto you again. Why do you behave? What is your brother? Can you see that? So, what is he talking about when he says, give and shall be judged? We've explained this before. Ever saw your interpretation? Mercy and judgment. If you judge, you be judged back. That's the nature of man. It's the nature of man. It's not talking about Christian here. Because a Christian, if you judge a Christian, he will judge you not. A believer, he will judge you. It's talking about the nature of man. That's it. Don't judge, so that you are not judged. Don't condemn, so that you are not condemned.
Because when you give what and use that offering, what's your condemnation? And forgiveness. Okay, at 9-11. That's what we are going to see before.
If you have sown, we have sown of these spiritual things, is it a great thing that we reap of your carnal things?
Now this is Paul talking to church in Corinth
about giving. About giving. 1 Corinthians 16:1. Now concerning the collection of the saints, I have given all that to the churches of Galatia. Even so do ye. You see that? And this, they are collection for the
that is what we call offering.
Collection for the saints.
As many times as the word of God is taught, listen, as many times as the word of God is taught, it shows your honor for God. It's export. It says, if you have sown unto you spiritually, is it a great thing that you can say? Hallelujah. But that's all for today.
2 Corinthians 8. Paul uses an example of Macedonia, the Macedonian church. Giving church. A giving church. All of our brethren, the grace of God, the church of Macedonia, either in their affliction, the abundance of their joy, and their the riches of liberality, for the effort. Yeah, that beyond their power, they were that we will receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of nations to say, verse 5, everybody together, I want to go. And this is the gift, not as we hope, but first, they gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. In so much that we desire that God had begun, that he also finished the same grace also. Therefore, as ye are bound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in diligence, in love, see that you are bound in this grace. Which grace?
Give.
See, they give themselves. Give out of much, even though out of their poverty, they were still giving. Now, they are bound upon you in this grace also. Hallelujah. So, are we instructed in the New Testament to tithe? Eh? But can we give? Can we give 10% of our income? Eh?
Yes.
We can. We should.
7 Corinthians 9:6.
But I think he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall also reap fully. Every according as he has proposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. Now,
let me give you an hermeneutics. Which command after the for God? So if you want to give, don't give you are being forced. Like that? Don't give like you are being forced. Don't give like someone is putting a back and doing how much are you dropping? He says, for God, love is cheerful giver. What is he saying? Cheerful giver. Cheerful giver is giving because of his love for God. Not that God loves the cheerful giver.
So the simple explanation I just gave
you. Who got it?
For God loves the cheerful giver. A cheerful giver is because of his love for God.
How are you saying? You got your meaning?
Ah, okay. Eh? Is it clear? And the way you know a cheerful giver is that he's not giving because of the love for himself. He's not giving because he wants to get back. He's not loving himself. Anyone that gives so that I can get back, so I can. I say, no, a cheerful giver, he's not giving to love himself. He's for God. For God loves a cheerful giver.
God is looking at people and say, I love this one, a cheerful giver. I know it. I don't like this one. He's not a cheerful giver. God does not choose or hate based on giving.
Okay? But showing that a cheerful giver, we give because he loves God. Is that clear? He's there now. Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught in the world communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. Let him that is taught in the world communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. Now he is teaching that when you are taught the word of God, you communicate back. All good things there is not words. That's only your material things. Paul is saying that when you are taught the word of God, you must learn to give back, to reciprocate. Is that clear? Is that clear? You must not be a believer that is unwilling to give. No. You must learn to give back. You must learn to give back. It's almost antichrist for a Christian not to be a giver. Almost antichrist. Because the spirit you have is a giving spirit. Say, I have a giving spirit.
The Holy Ghost in you came because someone gave his life. You are a giving spirit. It's almost anti-Christ. You see, believers, I can't give you. When I'm led, were you led to wash your clothes? Were you led to buy Richard cards? Were you led to buy Richard cards? Were you led to buy a phone? You are not led. But when it comes to giving to God, giving to your pastors, giving to the poor, you now say you are waiting for you to be led. No, you are always led. Hallelujah. So I'm always led to give. So you give, you keep giving until it needs his legs. Okay? Keep giving until the need is left. In the epistles, we are taught to meet needs of the local church. We are taught to meet needs of the minister that preaches to us. Anyone who teaches you, actually loves you, your response must be to give. To give and to give continually. We are taught that in the epistles. We give to our local church and we talk to Macedonia. To give to ministers who live over us. Hallelujah. To give to the needy, the poor, that's what Jesus taught. And to give to other believers. I said that the first Thursday. We are not taught to tithe or pay for school. How can we? But we are taught to respond to the need of other believers. Is that clear? Eh? So you make your sun shine on everyone. You make your sun shine on everybody. You make people have a feel of God's love through you. You give. Okay? Let's put a round up on this. Thank you, Father. And I'll just talk much about giving again. Okay? Must learn to give. I tell you that the issue is not that you don't have money. The issue is your attitude. You don't give. That's just the issue. Okay? You don't have much. No. The issue is not that you don't have much. I've seen someone who wanted to give to the church before. And when she brought it, we were singing 2029, 59, 59. Every year, she brought every year. And I said, 2029, 59. She had been putting it there. And you're an adult. So the issue was not that you don't have. The issue is that you don't even plan to give. The issue is that you are selfish. And you are falling back yourself. No, for God loves the chef. Yes, sir. So I love to give. I'm a giver. I'm a giver. I'm a giver. I give to God's work. I give to God's people. I give to God's servants. I give to the poor and to the needy. I'm a giver. God, I'm blessed for what you like. God, I'm blessed, God. I'm growing in this grace. Pray for yourself. You tell me that I love you. I learned to give. I abound in the grace of giving.